Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I am super excited about today. I am Dr. Crystal Chanel O'Harame, and I have the awesome Tashina D. Berry in the studio with me. Tashina, are you there?
I am here. I am here.
Awesome, awesome woman of God. Welcome, welcome to the Crystal Chanel Show. I'm so grateful to have you, and how are you doing today?
I am doing well. I'm blessed. I just feel so amazing.
I am super excited to hear that, and I'm just so grateful for you to take time out of your busy day to be with us here on the air. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And I always like to start the show off with a favorite Bible scripture. Do you have any favorite Bible scriptures that you would like to share?
I always love Philippians 5:6-7. Uh-huh. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
Your path. Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for sharing that. And that scripture speaks volume, and I really appreciate you sharing that today for the listening audience. You know, someone needs to hear those very words. So thank you so much for sharing that. As we jump right on in, Tashina, let me just ask you, for people that do not know who Tashina D. Berry is, please let us know who is Tashina D. Berry.
Well, others do know me as Tashina Berry, but a lot of people know me as Tashina the Encourager.
That's it.
Help women and men understand their purpose and their identity. I am a coach/consultant. I help people to arise from adversities that they face in their lives and give them tools, equip them with tools to be able to deal with everyday life. But when life knocks you down, do you lay there? Or do you know how to get back up? That's the real question.
That's it. That's
so
it.
Go ahead. I just love helping people understand their identity. If you know who you are and whose you are, then you'll begin to operate differently with confidence and boldness, but not arrogance or pride, but to be able to know who you are when you step into a room or you encounter others.
That's it. And to remain humble, right? A lot of people I've seen over the years, and I'm not one of those people that judge, okay, but I do have a vision to see. And a lot of times people are very conceited, you know, and I do believe that God wants us to remain humble in order for us to do his work. So just even, you know, piggybacking on what you just said, you know, I think it's just extremely important for us to definitely, you know, keep those things in mind. Now, Tashina, let me ask you this. I know that, you know, you are a woman of God that wear many hats. And, you know, when we were talking, I asked, I was like, you know, what should we title the show? What should we title the show? And you mentioned From Brokenness to Wholeness. And that speaks volume, from brokenness to wholeness. Can you share with the listening audience, for example, why did you choose that topic for the show?
Because, thank you for asking that question.
Sure.
I feel like through the years, through my journey in life, mm-hmm. I was so broken. And I didn't know myself. I always questioned who was I or who I am. But mm-hmm. there always was something deep in me, but I was so broken from rape, molestation, abuse, neglect, not knowing how to love myself, not knowing the importance of who I was. When I stepped into a room, all I thought that people seen was a big woman, but they didn't know my interior. They didn't know what I carried. They didn't know what I had been through. But a lot of times people will judge you before they even get to know you.
That's it.
And then sometimes people will write you off because they think that you can't make it to the finish line, or they already say they count you out already. And I had to understand that I was created to defy the odds.
Yes.
So no matter how broken I was, no matter how messed up my life was when I was growing up or the things that I encountered, I didn't allow those things to keep me in a place of stagnancy. I kept asking the Lord that I asked him to heal me. But it wasn't until I found the moment where I was reading in the scripture about the lady with the issue of blood. And when she touched Jesus, she was made whole. And so my prayer was, Jesus, if you can lead me, Holy Spirit, to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, that I be made whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. That means I have a balance. That means that I operate in wisdom. That means that I'm going to seek you until I find you.
My God. My God. And just go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When we deal with brokenness, what does brokenness mean? It means that I have some developmental delays, some identity issues, or I just don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Brokenness. So we'll attract different things in our lives because we don't know or was never taught about boundaries or how to interact with people or not to look for acceptance for people. I always wanted people and needed people to validate me.
And why do you think that is?
Because when you think about it, Crystal, rape and molestation and not having people in your life to speak life to you, because they didn't know how. My mother and father were 15 years old when they had me. They didn't know anything about the power of your words or, you know, my mom was raised up in the church, but she didn't fully know God. My dad knew about God, but he didn't have relationship. He wasn't really taught about who God really was and to have intimacy with him. So your foundational people, your mother and your father that don't know how to speak life into you, you're going to go trying to reach out to every person that could give you something that you know you're missing.
Yes, and that's very true because I've had that experience myself. You know, a lot of times, you know, like they say, looking for love in all the wrong places. And, you know, just being, I'm telling you, looking for love in all the wrong places. Sometimes you can have those parents in the home, and, you know, mother and father could be married for 50 years, 75 years, but, again, you know, they weren't taught, or, again, you know, they don't have the knowledge, or, again, they don't know what to say. You know, they may have, you know, there are situations where, you know, they are taught, but they just don't know how to relay those messages to their children. You know, I don't remember ever really having a conversation, you know, for example, with my mom and dad about the birds and the bees. You know, things I had to find out for myself was in sex education class. You know, but these are some of the important things that we definitely need to talk with our children about, because I remember my pastor saying one day, he said, you know, y'all stop talking to these children about the birds and the bees. Tell them exactly what it is. It's called sex. Yes. You know what I mean? Trying to, you know, cover it up or make it sound cute, you know, talking about the birds and the bees. So when he said that, I was like, wow, now that's a mouthful, you know, but some people, you know, want to kind of clean it up and, you know, present it well, but you got to tell those kids the real deal and be raw with these children, because at the end of the day, guess what? They're on YouTube, social media. They're seeing it out there, okay? But I do believe that we as parents, you know, should still educate our own children so that they know, okay, my mama and daddy told me this is how this happens. This is what, if I do this, this is what, you know, what is going to come out of it if I, you know, have sex before marriage and different things of that nature, because the kids need to know, but we got to stop sugarcoating it.
That's true, because it causes you to live in your imagination. How many
yes.
of us lived in our imagination, right? I lived
yes.
in my imagination so how I wanted things to be, how I desired things to be, that when something came along, I would ask God, I would, for example, when I became married or when I got a boyfriend, let's be real here, I like to be transparent. I will always
yes.
tell God how to fix this man, how to do this man, because I felt like we were created to be together, right? Because I didn't really know what a man really was. I didn't even know how to love a man, let alone know how to love myself.
Come on.
So I would look at television and then live in my imagination and ask God to have that man line up with what I've been seeing on TV. But how many of us know that it don't work that way, but I wanted
That's
it that
it.
Way. And sometimes I would attract to something that was even more broken than me, okay? And then I entered into a relationship called marriage, and then I didn't even know how to love that individual. I got with him because I was afraid of being alone. I didn't want to raise my kids by myself, and I entered into that thing. And don't take me wrong, he was a great husband. He knew how to be a provider and to take care of bills, but he didn't know how to communicate, and neither did I. We were together for 12 years, and we tried to stick that thing out until we got to a place that we just couldn't deal with one another anymore. Was it his fault or my fault? No, it was not. It was the point that we were still immature, trying to be grown. And we were grown
yeah.
people, but we didn't even know how to be grown people. We didn't even know how to be mature about it. We didn't know how to sit down and come together and as husband and wife and begin to communicate differently and begin to sit down and get therapy and counseling and all those things that I've learned how to do now. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
we were too busy pointing the finger. You know, why? Brokenness. Because when you're broken, you never want to take accountability. It's always somebody else's problem or issue
That's
or somebody
it.
Else's fault.
Fault.
Mm-hmm.
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 I will totally agree with you in regards to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And sometimes we always blaming the other person, but we never want to take accountability for us.
Yes, that's important.
I knew what I was entering into, and I knew what I seen
that's
with the
important.
Red flags, and I knew that I couldn't handle the situation, but I entered anyway, because you know why? We've been taught by our people, come on, the people in the church is pray about it. That's all I get is the solve on pray about it. Can you teach me how to walk through it? Can you teach me how to be grounded? Can you teach me how to continue to trust God? It's in our actions. Can you teach me, please? That was my biggest thing. Can somebody just teach me?
Teach
and then
me.
I came to a place. I came to a place one day and I said, Father, I need you to send me a teacher here in the earth. That is that has flesh on their bones. Come on. That's going to teach me your ways. That's going to teach me about you, because I don't really know you the way the people say that they know you, because I've been standing in church all my life and somebody said that they're fearfully and wonderfully made, and then the next moment they saying they need healing, deliverance, and breakthrough.
My God.
And they've been saying it for years. They're saying that they're having leg pain, but that's not a testimony. Come on. That's not a testimony, because a testimony gratifies God. We don't give no glory to the enemy or the adversary. But do
That's
we see
right.
that? Do we see that in the moment? I learned how to do that all my life. And then I had to come to a breaking point and realize, God, I want a better relationship than this with you. I know there's more
yes.
to you than what I see and what meets the eye. I want to go deeper in you. I need intimacy,
yes,
because these broken places that I got on the inside of me, I realized that man cannot fix me.
My God.
But only you can.
Mm-hmm.
I need
That's right,
savior.
Daddy. Yes.
Come on. Come on.
Yes,
I need a savior.
Daddy.
How many of us walking around acting like we don't need a savior? We got it all together. But we going through hell on the inside. We miserable on the inside. And if I looked at your insides, it don't look like what your outside exterior looks like.
That's it. But you know what? What the other thing is, you know, it's amazing how people will post on social media, right? They live in their best mm-hmm. life on social media. But when those doors close in the evening or close at night, people are going through storms. People are going through trials. People are going through tribulations. People are jumping off mm-hmm. of buildings. You know, people are going through depression. People are being, you know, just in a place to where they're losing hope. And God did not intend for us to be in a state of losing hope. We have to keep our faith, mm-hmm. number one. You know, faith. He mm-hmm. said the only thing we need is faith the size of a mustard seed, which is a small little seed, a size of a mustard seed of faith. And I can relate. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can relate. Oh, my goodness. If we had more than just 30 minutes on this air, I would tell the story and testimony. But we're gonna use that mm-hmm. for another day, because right now we're talking about from brokenness to wholeness. You understand? Yes. From brokenness to wholeness. You know, just knowing mm-hmm. that there are so many people that have experienced some of the things that you have experienced, being molested, mm-hmm. being raped. You know, things mm-hmm. of that nature. Mm-hmm. You know, there was somebody, I'm sure, last night that just experienced that, right? And they've mm-hmm. lost hope. They woke up this morning crying and not knowing mm-hmm. what to do because this thing just happened to them. And then it just mm-hmm. does something to my inner soul, how we have mm-hmm. the family members that normally, mm-hmm. it's already bad enough for somebody to do this to you, right? But then to be mm-hmm. touched by your family mm-hmm. member. Oh, my God. That thing takes it to a whole nother level.
It does.
But mm-hmm. for the person that, let's say, just went through what you've experienced or have gone mm-hmm. through what you have experienced, what words of encouragement mm-hmm. would you give to that particular person or persons?
I would tell you that, yes, you sustain some adversity, some hurt. You sustain a lot in the journey, but it doesn't stop here. Yes, those things happened to me. Listen, it happened to me.
Yes.
But I had to come to a place called forgiveness. See, forgiveness is a powerful tool. I understand that my family member did this to me, but I understand that my family member is broken as well. Come on. That brokenness started from somewhere. There's a root to this thing. Come on. So if we begin to look past the individual and see with our spiritual eyes what's at work, it's the puppet master himself using people that's broken. Come on. Those open doors. That person don't want to hurt you, but they did it because that's what was done to them.
Yes.
Come on. We hear the saying, hurt people, that is so true. But I choose to no longer hurt people, so what did I have to do? I had to, number one, start operating in forgiveness. Number two, I had to allow my mind to be renewed. What does that look like? When I've never done that before, I read the scripture, but I didn't know what walking out the steps meant. When my feet hit the floor, what's on my mind? Do I know how to mm-hmm. mind up? Come on. Or do I know how to pull in those things, speaking those things as not as though they were? Come on. Am I beginning mm-hmm. to invest mm-hmm. in my mind and put the pure things on my mind? How am I investing in me? How are you investing in you? Because this thing is about self-work. When we leave from here, we'll be just about self, not other people. So when I tell you this, you cannot allow the adversity that you sustain in your life to stop you from the momentum that's ahead, which is called your purpose. If you do not get to your purpose, come on, the intended purpose of God for what he created you to see and to do in your life, come on, I need you to know that you have gifts and talents on the inside of you. Don't let Ray Ray stop you because of Ray Ray brokenness. Come on. Don't let Jim stop you from moving forward. Don't let Jordan stop you. Don't even let Bethany stop you. Don't let Barbara stop you. Come on. I can even go further. Don't let Tiffany stop you because of their brokenness. Come on. We done been bullied in school. We know what that's all about. But then I begin to look back at my life, come on, and I begin to understand the hardness that I went through and the things that I didn't understand, but it made me for the point that I'm at now today, come on, so that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I know how to stand firm in my faith and show, God, I know you're going to lift the standard for me.
Yes,
but the
God.
Thing he's asking today, are you willing to forgive? Come on. Are you willing to say, make a conscious decision? Because that's what forgiveness is all about. And you got to walk those steps out. When you are being triggered by something, God is letting you know there's some unforgiveness in your heart. Come on.
Wow.
I'm not even
going to
move
past
anything else. I'm going to say right there where the Holy Spirit is telling me forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful tool. Do you know that the power is locked up in you when you make a powerful decision to say, I forgive them. Lord, teach me how to release this and let it go. Not to keep going back and picking that thing up, but to really let it go. That every weight that has so easily beset me, come on, that it be loosed up off of me, for you're calling me to something greater, something that my mind can't even contain or comprehend at this moment because of the place that I'm in. But I know that you're faithful. I know that you're God. And I need to be in the pavilion of your safety. So I choose to forgive today.
That's it. That's it. Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, because I know a lot of times people will say, I forgive, but I don't forget. Mm-hmm. What do you think about people stating that? I forgive, but I don't forget.
That's a true statement. You won't forgive some things.
Yeah.
But forgiveness takes the sting out of it. Come on. Forgiveness causes you to look back at that thing with clarity, come on, and understanding to understand that this thing has been created to stop you.
My God.
S-T-O-P. Stop. You can't step over it. You can't step past it. You can't walk around it. You can't pray yourself through it. Come on. You got to make a decision that I choose to forgive.
That's
it. It's a choice. Everybody has a choice.
My God, that's good. And I appreciate you breaking that down because, you know, I hear people say that a lot. And to be honest with you, let me just raise my hand. I even say it sometimes, you know, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget. You know what I mean? And however, whatever that looks like to whoever, right, I could be one of those type of people that, okay, you may have wronged me, right? But at the end of the day, what's going to happen now, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You follow what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to really take time to evaluate every situation and see what that looks like for you. Like, for example, I have a friend that did me wrong, and she recognized the wrong that she did, right? And she came back to me and she said, you know, I really want us to be the way we were. And in my mind, I said, I forgive you, but it will never be the way that it was. Because you've wronged me, and I can't trust you in that area anymore. You know, so what do you think about a situation like that?
Okay, so let me explain this to you. I had a good girlfriend that I seen as a little sister. And so we walked together, and in this time, I wasn't married to my my first husband at the time, but we were we were dating. And I had left to go on a retreat because at that time I was addicted to drugs, but I knew I needed a change in my life. So I decided to go to a women's retreat. Come on. I decided to go to a women's retreat because I needed deliverance. So I had to leave everything behind. And she called me and told me that somebody had kicked her door in and that her and her kids was afraid. And I told her to call the police. I called him at that time and asked him to go over there and be with them until the police got there, not knowing that all of this was just a setup and it was lies. I felt something deep within, you know, we always do. We feel certain things.
Yeah,
and so,
of course.
when I came back home, everything went back to normal. But I never even took the time to even ask what took place or what happened because I was dealing with addiction at that time. Well, lo and behold, she got pregnant. You hear me? Hear me well. She got pregnant from him. They had a child together. He kept telling me that he didn't want me to be around her anymore. But for some reason, I felt like something was taking place. And so one day I had a dream. I had a dream and I was laying on the couch and I seen a woman walking up to the door with a baby carrier.
My
children stuck together and we left the home. Why? Because God was letting me know that there was something coming. Come on. At that time, I didn't fully understand my gift. I wasn't aware of what was taking place, but I didn't even know that I was dealing with someone that couldn't even stand me. Come on.
My God.
And when I looked at the child, I knew that the child resembled someone, but I couldn't make out to what it was until one day it just hit me. Right?
Wow.
And so she had a child from him. We got married and everything. I didn't know all of the things that was taking place, Crystal. But I tell you one thing. You hear me? I didn't know. But when I tell you that, that was not less than a year ago that I seen this young lady at the store. And the Lord directed me to pray for her. I prayed
My God.
For her. I spoke with her. She began to tell me the things that she was going through with my first husband. Come on. And I began
My
to
God.
Explain to her that she needed to run for her life. Come on. And to cover her and to pray for her, right? Didn't know all of the things that was going on. Didn't know all of the things that she was going through. Nobody didn't have to give me the rundown. All I seen was her soul and her spirit.
That's it.
And she was dealing with some things. And sometimes you got to know when you being triggered, you're going to be tested to
That's
see
right.
if you really about kingdom business or you have your own motives or agenda.
Agenda. Mm-hmm.
And I'm for kingdom. So it doesn't matter what she did to me. As long as she gets set free and delivered from the place that she is in, which is caused by brokenness again, which was caused by brokenness and sin, come on. And I had to make a conscious decision that I no longer want to be in that place. So my prayer for her is that she make a conscious decision that she no longer wants to be in that place, that we can join forces together, come on, and begin to tear down the kingdom of darkness.
My goodness.
Through unity.
My goodness.
That
My
is
goodness.
The whole purpose for the kingdom of God, is
That's
to come
it.
Together jointly in unity where we be strengthened to tear down the forces of the kingdom of darkness so that salvation can be brought to the earth. To
My
those
God,
in
and
the
you know
end
what?
Or in.
You just said a mouthful there because I don't know what person, okay, or persons, right, that your friend gets pregnant by your ex-husband, okay? Mm-hmm. Not many people is going to be in a situation or feel comfortable praying for that individual, okay? And see, I'm glad that God has blessed me to be healing and deliverance, you know, because, you know, if something like that was to happen to me, I just don't know if I could, you know, turn the other cheek and do what you have done. So what I want to say to you is that I applaud you for that and that you, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a true woman of God, because if you put someone in a lineup of 10 people and you ask 10 women that question, you know, would you pray for the young lady that just kind of had a child with your ex-husband when you guys were friends? Not that you didn't know, and you know, not that you didn't know, you knew this was my significant other, and you did this to me. But not many people would be able to say, oh, yeah, I'll pray for that individual. My God, today.
At first it hurt, Crystal. You go through,
of course.
You go through them. It hurts. But you know what? I chose not to allow it to keep me in bondage. That was
That's
their
right.
decision and their choice, not mine. So I
That's
can't
right.
answer for what somebody else did or want answers from someone. I asked him for all the answers. He couldn't even give it to me. So
wow.
I stopped asking for and started doing the work for Tashina on the inside that I no longer attract something like that again in my life.
That's right. But you know, it's an old saying that they say, what goes around comes around, okay? And, you know, and it's not that you want bad things to happen to anyone, but people have to really understand the meaning of those words. What goes around does come back around again. So you have to be careful what you do, how you treat people, things of that nature. It's extremely, extremely important. So, you know, again, what goes around comes around. But it's just a blessing, just a blessing, just a blessing that you were able to, you know, just put your feelings aside and definitely, you know, be that listening ear for her and be able to pray for her. You know, you never know what situation somebody is in. You know, she could have been suicidal, God forbid. You know what I mean? Just using that as an example. Mm-hmm. But God chose you, you know, the very person that was hurt by the situation, he chose you at the end of the day to bring light to her and show her that there is light at the end of the tunnel. No matter what you're going through right now, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Okay. My God, sis, I really wish we had more time to definitely sit here and talk about this a little bit more. Sometimes when you get started, it comes to an end, you know. But I'm very grateful to have you on the show, you know, for you to share some of your story and testimony. We know that that's not it. We know there is much, much more that you have to share with the listening audience. So I can't wait to have you back on the air and have you back on the show extremely, extremely soon. So we would definitely connect and set some time for us to definitely continue this conversation in the future. So, sis, before we do close the show out, what I want to ask, you know, for people that would like to follow you, you know, please share with the listening audience your social media handles.
You can find me on Instagram at I Am Tashina the Encourager. You can also find me on Facebook, Tashina the Encourager, or Tashina D. Berry on Facebook. And I'm also on TikTok, and that is Your Igniter. Yes, and I'm on YouTube. I'm getting back to doing those sessions on YouTube. So it is Tashina the Encourager on YouTube as well. Also, if you would like to email me, it's at kingdombusiness1891@gmail.com. And my webpage is tashinatheencourager.com. Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And sis, do you have any upcoming events or anything coming up that you would like to share with the listening audience?
On March 6th, I'll be on Clubhouse for a business summit. And my program, and I believe, is at 1:15. I have another event coming up. It is the Joy Experience. That'll be on March the 26th through the 28th, and that's virtual. You can go to on my Instagram page and be able to find a link if you would like to get tickets virtually to be a part of that. I will be speaking, one of the keynote speakers, but I have other sisters that are attached to that as well. And then I have some more upcoming events in April that I'm waiting on that I'll be putting out on social media platforms as well.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you are doing for the kingdom. And I just want to just say a special thank you for, you know, you being there for me, you know, during my darkest, you know, during some of those darkest days that I've had in the past, that you have uplifted my spirit, you've encouraged me. You prayed for me, and I'm talking about y'all. We ain't talking about no little small prayer. I mean, when I say she went in for me, she went in for me. You understand? So I don't take that for granted. I appreciate you wholeheartedly, and I'm just super excited about what is going to take place in the near future. I can feel your anointing all through the air, okay? And I don't say that about any and everybody, but I can feel the anointing. And when I tell you, I get chills knows pretty much every time I talk to you because what God has planted inside of you. So I'm very grateful.
Wow.
I just want to personally just take this opportunity just to say thank you, sis, for praying for me when I needed you the most. You just don't even understand what those prayers have done. But I'm going to call you after the show and tell you what those prayers have done on my behalf, okay? So I will definitely talk with you soon. And you guys, I want to just say thank you so much to the listening audience for listening in with us on today. A special shout out to 96.1 FM and WJBS 1440 AM radio stations. I am very grateful to have that opportunity to be with you guys on Sundays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time in a small town called Holly Hill, South Carolina. Okay, y'all, don't be cracking jokes, okay? I'm originally from Utahville, South Carolina, right? But the show airs from Holly Hill, South Carolina. I'm very grateful for that opportunity. Special shout out to Mr. Harry Govan. I greatly appreciate you guys. I have been on the air with Mr. Harry Govan, I believe when I was 16, 17 years old. I've lost track of the time frame, but I'm super excited to be back on the air with you guys. And I want to say to the listening audience, you guys, to stay encouraged. Even though we're in the middle of a pandemic, continue to keep hope. Continue to find your joy. Continue to find your peace. Do not let the devil put thoughts into your head to make you want to do things that will end your life. Suicide is not your portion. Sickness is not your portion. But if you continue to walk by faith, my God, today, then God will be able to do some amazing things on your behalf. Always remember that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and always remember that no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you to take the time to please visit my website at www.thecrystalchanelshow.com. Again, that's www.thecrystalchanelshow.com. And you guys, my mom and dad, they want it to be unique, right? So it's spelled a little different, right? So let me go ahead and just spell it out for you. That's www.thecrystal, K-R-I-S-T-L-E, Chanel, S-H-A-N-E-L-L, show, S-H-O-W.com. Please feel free to visit the website if you have any questions or concerns. Reach out to us. If you want to book an interview, reach out to us. If you want to be an intern on the show, reach out to us, you guys. I do believe that 2022 is the year of connections and partnerships. So reach out to us, call us, let us know what we can help you with, and we'll be more than happy to do so. Tashina D. Berry, I appreciate you. I love you. And, sis, thank you again for being on the air with me on this afternoon. We're going to go ahead and close out the show, you guys. Thanks for being a blessing. And I definitely want to close out the show this afternoon with, let me find a good song for us, you guys. Let's see what we're going to close it out with. Let me see. Here we go. Got it for you. Peace and blessings, you guys.